Lot to do still on a Friday. Coming up on the show, a name we've linked to the Tigers, and he wants to be a Tiger. We'll give you that report from today. We have Lions injury news in bulk. Some of it's concerning. Some of it, who knows? And the price to sign Aiden Hutchinson went up. We're going to get to all of that, plus the cookie jar. But Stoney, you want to have a little fun. It's a Friday.
Yes, and nothing says fun like farts. Yes.
Farts.
The British Open is going on right now. And yesterday, and by the way, if you care, Brian Harman, who won a few years ago, is the leader by one shot at 7 under par.
I care deeply. Thank you.
Yesterday, Scottie Scheffler was on the course and is about to hit the shot. And well, let's just listen to the good people from the BBC. A little wind from... out under.
How strong is that crowd mic slash?
I know.
How loud was that fart?
Pretty good. Pretty good fart, wasn't it?
It was. So what do you want from people here?
I want to know, like, that's kind of, well, it's not that embarrassing. There's a guy farted. I mean, people fart, all right?
Everybody poops, right?
Yes, exactly.
Normal body function.
My question to you is, when have you farted? What's your most inappropriate fart? 248-539-9797. Now, I have a story.
You always do.
Yes. I was once a trainer, like a fitness trainer, yeah, who was a friend of mine. Her name was Lisa, not my sister. And
Heather, I think, already sees where this is going.
I sure do.
Yes. And, you know, I ended up basically farting in her face while she was instructing me to do something. And I felt awful. I was laughing. She goes, happens all the time, though.
You're getting limber and...
Yeah, you know, show me how to stretch or whatever, and mm-hmm. It's like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, loosened up.
Yeah, exactly.
Couldn't help it.
Yeah, but there are people who have had, you know, you always hear the ones, oh, I was at church or this and that or that.
Mm-hmm.
What is your inappropriate fart? 248-539-9797.
So the best I'm going to come up with for it, because I don't have a farting in a trainer's face story, Stoney. I'm sorry, I can't top that one. I told you a while back about those sugar-free gummies that my wife bought.
Right.
Heather, I don't think you were in.
I wasn't.
Yeah.
So this might have been like 4th of July or something.
Yeah.
Or Amazon. I don't know. Maybe it was Amazon Prime Days. You were on vacation. She bought these sugar-free gummies. They're Jason Tatum's gummies. So the backstory is, of course, more hilarious.
Okay.
They're essentially fart gummies. I had them.
Fart gummies?
Well, because if you like sugar-free gummies... Stoney's talked about this. Active ingredient, like it's
sorbitol,
it goes, and you just can't. It's clockwork.
Sorbitol. Really? Sorbitol is baby laxative. Like I used to. I'm addicted to Pez. Not addicted, but I love.
You are.
I love Pez.
This is the first time I'm hearing this.
I love Pez.
You are right there with my daughter. Okay. She loves Pez too.
And I would not buy. I would buy the 6-pack, no dispenser.
Yes, exactly.
And I would just basically just take a 6-pack and be done in 2 minutes.
I had no
but
idea.
Once I went for sugar-free Pez.
Okay.
And I couldn't stop, like, you know. Diarrhea.
Oh, going.
Oh, so much baby laxative.
Okay, so mine wasn't that bad, but these were good. Like,
wow.
They tasted good, which is the whole point. They're supposed to be healthy. If you like gummies, but you can get them sugar-free,
right.
The thought is
yeah.
This is going to be a healthier option. They came, like, individual bags so you could portion
right.
them. I had one, then I had another. I had two of them, and we went to a play. We went to the Fisher Theater to watch a play.
Oh.
And the whole drive down... rapid fire. Can't
Whoa.
Stop. What do you think happened when we got down and sat in the theater?
Same thing.
The whole time. Now, this is a serious play. This was about like, there's like a trial of like a Jewish man who was like accused of murdering someone. And I'm just sitting there lighting off fireworks.
Oh.
So boy. That would probably be my worst situation, Stoney.
Did people look around you?
We were fortunately not seated like. It like where we were is like upper balcony
okay.
and then off to a side and we were near the front, so there was no one even in the seats right behind us. But the whole time I'm thinking, I can't help it at this point.
Yeah.
These stupid Jason Tatum gummies.
Huh. I'm learning something new every day.
Yeah.
I'm now Googling sugar-free gummies and I've learned your obsession with Pez. I don't have a farting story.
Yeah, yes you do.
I have that story.
That's
my story.
Okay. You said people would come up to you at Tiger games
yes.
and say, you're the I farted girl.
Exactly. That's exactly what they would say. So you're that I farted girl. And I said, unfortunately, it's me. Yes, that is me.
So we'll take as many as we can get, then we'll get into all the other sports stuff. But this is just something light fun on a Friday. 248-539-9797.
I mean, everybody has whoopee cushion stories, but they don't. That's not the same. It's the real fart. I mean, people used to be, and they still are, grossed out by farts. To me, farts are just funny.
Well, the sounds of farts are funny.
Yes.
The smell they give off is not so funny. That's the problem.
But you know what's interesting? The myth, the cliche, silent is deadly, is true for farts. The louder the fart, the less smelly they are.
Is this scientific?
I haven't
done your research on this?
Yes, I've done my research.
I picture him in a lab coat studying this over his life.
AI will
can you vouch for it? Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. And it's look, they're embarrassing. There are times when, most of the time with me, I don't see them as coming as like I should. But if I know I got to let one go, I'll find and I'm here.
There's find a corner.
Empty studio.
It's empty studio.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's better than,
farting here. Yeah, don't do it here.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Got some of these stories. I thought I was farting on my way into work once. Sadly.
Oh, no.
Oh.
You know where that went.
Yes.
Texture says I was working in a restaurant in the dining room, letting it rip. We call it crop dusting.
Yes.
Well, of course.
That's normal.
Doesn't
Mike in Madison Heights.
Yeah.
Standing at the deli counter at Kroger, tried to be quiet. Wasn't quiet. My girlfriend didn't know whether to laugh or kill me. Brian in St. Clair Shores. Stoney saying BBC is a strong contender for the Stoney and Wojo Invitational next year.
Oh, come on.
That's tame compared to some of the other stuff.
British Broadcasting.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. What else would it be?
Yeah, what else would you think it is? Sickos. I read this article on the Kiss Cam. And this isn't even about the farts. You just wanted to bring this one in.
Okay.
I read this article on the Kiss Cam that the couple, it started out innocently until the boss found out she had a dream about the two of them making out at a party. Anyway, 248-539-9797. Tom, you have a story you want to contribute to the show?
You didn't read the other drop about the, or the other
was there another
about
one?
The Stoney drop?
I did, the BBC.
Oh,
was there
okay,
another
all right,
one?
All right. Just making sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got Stoney's BBC on the show. What else do you want to do?
I don't really have one, but I had somebody blame one on me once.
A fart?
So we were at the counter getting ready to, play golf and check out with the ranger or whatever.
Yeah.
And he lets one rip and turns right around and says, Tom.
Smart move.
Yeah, and it stunk horribly.
That's something my wife would do.
Really?
Not in public, but
she'd blame you.
Yeah,
just in general.
Blame for everything.
Yeah,
that's just the way it is.
It's a default.
Yeah. Now, do you ever? Never mind.
What, Stoney? What?
Like bed farts for because women don't fart a lot.
Okay.
At least publicly, or even even if.
That women aren't gross?
No, I mean, no, they're not. They're not gross.
But I know, but you guys are just farting all over. But
their genetics—it's a fact, Tony.
It smells. They smell worse than guy farts.
Why? Because we eat more vegetables, maybe.
Maybe
it could be.
Yes,
that could be it. Maybe.
Is that the observation you wanted to make?
That's my observation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dan, next up. Tom. Before I get this call,
I'm
what
just
do you
saying
got?
The under the sheet or blankets or. Those things can age well.
Yeah.
Or poorly. Dan, what's up? You're on 97.1.
How are you guys doing this morning?
What's
We're
up?
Great. Right,
so, yeah, I was on the way into the palace with my dad, and I farted, and it wasn't a fart.
Oh,
so you're going to a Pistons game or a concert? What?
Oh, it was a Pistons game. I actually had to pull my drawers off, throw them in the trash, and then finish out my dad. He did nothing but laugh the rest of the night. So.
Wow.
It's a memory that I'll never forget.
You talk about a malice at the palace.
A malice at the palace, right? Like Johnny Hotballs.
Oh.
Didn't John say he packs like backup?
Yeah,
I think that's for sweat, though, not for farts that aren't farts.
He'd be prepared in that situation.
He would have backup.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's always prepared.
Of course he is.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Will in Fenton, why does this say urinal?
I was going to my friend's bachelor party, so I got picked up. I lived in Grand Rapids at the time, and inside they
put a keg, so we're drinking on the way up. Like, we're having fun. I mean, there's six or seven guys in this, like, old-style conversion van. So we stopped at a rest area, and we're all in there peeing. And, like, my friend thought it was funny to pee on my shoe. And when he did it, I laughed because he was actually paying me back. But I laughed so hard.
Hold on. Your phone went out for a second.
You laughed so hard
Go back to peeing on your shoe. Go ahead.
I laughed so hard, then I farted, but more came out than expected. And it was completely solid, and I had to just dump my shorts at the rest area. My friends almost laughed. They were puking so hard. I've never been more embarrassed in my life. It wasn't just me. It was like me and four other guys in this rest area bathroom. And I just completely let one loose and had an extra surprise in my underwear that I just ditched. I go to the car, grab my bag, get my clothes. These underwear are staying here. They're not coming with me.
Well, at least you had an extra pair with you. That was good.
A bachelor party. I mean, I blame it on fast food and keg beer. That's what I blame it on, I guess.
Well, you can do it that point, you know? Will.
Thanks, Will.
You happy, Stoney?
I didn't think we were going to go there, believe it or not.
No?
No, I thought we, you know, I was...
A funeral and I farted, or I was about to say I farted.
In school, I went up to the chalkboard and I had to, and I farted. Yeah. I was a teacher. You know, that's what I thought we were going to get. I didn't think we were going to get the art with a SH instead of an F. Yeah. Okay? I didn't expect that.
Well, you opened Pandora's box. Tom's brought in some ticket text. This one says, Stoney saying farts are funny at 65 tells you all you need to know about Stoney. Mm-hmm. Want to start with some more of these phone calls?
Sure.
Let's get to Dave in Oxford. Dave, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I got a fart story.
Of course you do.
So I'm a painter, and I was working for this couple. I'm not familiar with them yet. And loading some doors into my van, the dog comes up to me in the living room. They're sitting in there, and I called the dog there by their last name. Their last name is Kirby. I called the dog's name is Scooter. I said, hi, Kirby. How are you? You know? And they go, no, that's Scooter. I said, I'm so sorry, you know. And I turn around to pick up a door to take to my van, and he just ripped one. Total silence, walk of shame. I couldn't do anything about it. I was so embarrassed. Like, already misstep by calling the dog their last name, and then just ripped one in front of these people. So
you couldn't blame it on the dog?
No, I couldn't blame it on the dog.
You got to give them a discount, don't you?
No, it worked out. They all was forgiven, but it was kind of embarrassing.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Ticket texter says, Stoney crop dusted me at a Pistons game, John and Warren.
That's possible.
That'd be a great t-shirt.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
ShopTheTicket.com. Stoney strikes me as someone who wears adult diapers.
Not yet.
Okay. He'd let us know if he did.
I'm sure he would.
About that. What do we got? Chris in Midland, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
What's up?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. When I tuned in the station this morning about 20 minutes ago, I almost fell out of my chair with this topic because a girl I've been dating for about a year now, we were sleeping together last night, and about 2 o'clock I woke up to two sonic booms. and I kind of woke up, and I'm like, whoa, did the B-2 bombers just come across or what?
Oh, no.
Wow.
And she pretended she was asleep because this morning we woke up, she admitted that she heard, you know, that she'd farted. And she said, I said, we've been together a year and a half. What's going on? She said, well, I've been holding it.
Chris, was that the first time she ever farted in front of you or around you, next to you?
Yes, exactly.
Wow.
Exactly.
A year and a half. She loves you.
No, she didn't have a choice. She did it involuntarily.
I know.
Exactly. So, and this is a true story. So before I left about 20 minutes ago, 15, 20 minutes ago, I went to Amazon and I ordered her some probiotics.
He's committed to it.
They'll be here tomorrow.
Good gut health. It's important.
Exactly.
But I couldn't believe when I turned you guys on this morning and this topic was on, it was like so fresh.
Well, probably more ways than one.
Yes.
Signs of being comfortable with your partner is when you let one go.
Absolutely.
Should ask them when the wedding is. I mean, they've reached a new level.
That's right. Hey, you know, It's like she probably called her parents. Hey, Mom, Dad, I farted in front of Chris. Oh, no, maybe he'll marry me.
There you go.
By the way, the diaper comment, I thought about it.
Of course he has another thought on it.
I thought about it a few months ago.
Did you?
Yes. Let me explain. I'm getting a lot of dirty looks. I was the officiant at my nephew's wedding.
No.
And I was just worried. And I'd never been more nervous in my life for anything I've ever done. I've done a lot of speaking engagements. And I was sweating before. I took Imodium before just to make sure that if nothing ever happened.
You're telling me that if you would have worn an adult diaper, you would have just as you were reading the vows.
I wouldn't have. But just in case it happened, I wanted to be prepared.
Wow.
How long is the ceremony?
15 minutes.
You just didn't want it to be that 15 minutes.
Yes. I mean, it is the most important thing in their life, and I'm worried I have to go to the bathroom. I was freaking out. So I.
Not to get too personal, but you couldn't hold it for 15 minutes?
I'm not very good at holding.
Okay.
I've seen him run out of the studio.
Yes.
Oh, I've seen a little scoot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I should have had a diaper when I did the play-by-play on the Pistons the twice with Mahorn. I can't. You never heard this story,
Stoney? I don't know what you're talking about. Please enlighten me. I don't know if I want to be enlightened, but now I need to know.
I went on a Pistons road trip because Mark Champion was ill and Matt Derry couldn't do the game, so I volunteered third string, and they said yeah. So I did two play-by-play games in Miami and Charlotte on a back-to-back. The game in Miami, I had to go to the bathroom, and I thought I could get back. In time, after the timeout, and Mahorn had to start doing play-by-play, and he never lets me hear the end of it. And I was, before the day, I was like walking around in Miami trying to figure out, what's the worst thing that can happen? I was confident that I'd be decent on the air.
Yeah.
I said, you know, I could, you know, if I had to go to the bathroom, that's what I was worried about. And I thought for a second, maybe I should, nah, I'm not going to do that. And Mahorn said, hey, you should have worn diapers.
Does he say that from experience? Does he know other broadcasters who do?
No, I don't know.
Or?
I don't know.
Okay. I'm not the Brian to Champions business.
No.
anyway, I had never heard that story before. Yeah. How did you do as the officiant, by the way?
I was good. I had a few laughs in there. Yeah.
Oh, doing stand-up routine.
Just, you know, little things. Okay.
I think Stoney would be a good officiant.
I'm sure it went really well.
Yeah.
Come on. Give us some of the material.
Whenever I told a story, I said, I just introduced myself. I'm Michael Stone. I'm Eric's favorite. I mean, only uncle, because I am his only uncle.
Yeah, we get some cheap laughs.
Let's see. What did I do? I did told some advice for that for his wife, Nicole. I said, because he went to Penn State and all his friends were Penn State. I said, you know, just don't get freaked out when this happens. And when Penn State loses to Michigan every year. So I got some laughs at that.
Okay. What was your marriage advice?
Oh, listen, you know, just the basic stuff. You know, don't go to bed. You know, you can
go to bed angry.
You can go to bed angry, but just don't wake up angry. There was a whole deal.
Don't sleep with your sister.
That was my sister's son. I know. Yes.
I met him.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was really weird.
Yeah. Yeah,
you're the guy that's played this drop all these years, aren't you? Yes.